Be ready with one of your plates if he shows red, and I'll be ready with my gun. But you don't think so. She wanted to be 100% clear on this point. No, Roland said. He could give us a ride, perhaps all the way to the tower itself. Even if not, he might take us to the far edge of the Whitelands. That would be good for the boy still weak. This raised a question in her mind. We call him the boy because he looks like a boy, she said. How old do you think he is? Roland shook his head. Surely no younger than 16 or 17, but he might be as old as 30. Time was strange when the beams were under attack, and it took strange hops and twists, I can attest to that. Did Stephen King put him in our way? I can't say. Only that he knew of him, sure. He paused. The tower is so close. Do you feel it? She did, and all the time. Sometimes it was a pulsing, sometimes it was singing, quite often it was both, and the Polaroid still hung in Dandolo's hut. That, at least, had not been part of the glamour. Each night in her dreams, at least once, she saw the tower in that photograph standing at the end of its field of roses, sooty gray-black stone against a troubled sky where the clouds streamed out in four directions along the two beams that still held. She knew what the voices sang, Kamala, 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 come, come. But she did not think that they sang to her, or for her. No, say no, say never in life. This was Roland's song, and Roland's alone. But she had begun to hope that that didn't necessarily mean she was going to die between here and the end of her quest. She had been having her own dreams.